remodeler in Missouri and the number 36 nationwide by Qualified Remodeler Magazine. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800, 0% financing through January 14th. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800 or windowworldstlouis.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supply smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Step to be square.
You know what time it is. It is Friday afternoon, and that means we check in with Joe Hipperson. He's here to let us know what's going on around St. Louis this weekend, movies or concerts. He's got all the info, and he is brought to you, as he is every week, by Auric. Auric.com is their website. They have 7 locations around the St. Louis area. Again, Auric.com, and Auric, everybody, proudly presents, here he is, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes! Yes! What's up, man?
Who just sent me a very nice text message before he came in.
It was a very nice text message.
Came in today, so I want to thank him for that.
Right. The sarcasm is very easy to pick up on. All I was doing was saying, hey, Bill, I'm on my way.
You want me to read what it said? I'll read what it said.
It starts with the same letters, Bill.
No, let's read it. I want to read it to everybody.
Only if I can read
what you sent me.
Only if I can read what you sent me.
Oh, I don't care. Here we go. Joe Hipperson. Almost there, you bastard. That's from Joe Hipperson to me.
Now, perhaps I said that because there have been times that I'm doing this sprint to get into the studio, and I hear the theme music start, and I'm so close. And then, of course, it said, well, it's time for Joe's segment, but he's not here. Even though you could see me through the glass, you could have easily vamped it by saying, yeah, Auric proudly presents this guy. He's a cool man. I really like him. He's just great. You know, you could just vamp a bit.
You're right. I could do that.
No, you could. Yeah, you could vamp. So, yeah, I did say that. And then the response I got from Bill was, get your ass in here with 3 exclamation points.
Yep. I don't mess around. On time. Timely.
Yeah, but you know what you did? You did something I can't stand. People with this whole text message thing. You typed it.
You are. Yeah, I know.
Like, get your ass in here. You are. Okay?
Yeah. Because he doesn't want to look up the apostrophe thing.
Yeah, I got
you. Yeah, but all you had to do is just, it's Y-O-U-R. I mean, 2 letters. Are you that important that you can't put in 2 letters?
But that's not how you spell it. It's your.
Y-O-U-R. You're right. That's what.
No, it is your. Y-O-U-R.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's not get you our ass in here. Let's just call me an ass. I mean,
we can stop saying that word.
Here's the deal.
Family show.
My point is this. I go out of my way. Let's say I'm online. Let's say I'm, you know, social media-ing myself. And I notice somebody put something up that could be a bit quirky, funny. I'll go out of my way to type. Laugh. Out loud. As opposed to the LOL. I can't stand all the little...
That is a bad habit. LOL is a bad habit.
If I send somebody a text or if I drop them... Here's the other thing. If I send an email to somebody and I think it's a little cute anecdote, nice little musing of something, and it's in an email form, which is basically the new version of writing a letter and sending it to somebody, I get a response back from someone I email that I think I've put a couple good paragraphs together, and if they email me back LOL, that's it. I mean, I'll just delete them from the contact list because it's just, imagine if you...
Is that all we have to do to get deleted from the contact list?
Imagine if you actually handwrote a letter, mailed it to somebody, and waited for them to get it and then receive it. And they mail you a letter back, all it says was LOL. That is the equivalent of knocking on their door and punching them in the crotch.
Come and knock at our door.
I used to love getting letters, actual letters that people would handwrite.
You know,
I missed that. That's an art form. It's gone.
I think that, you're a suave single guy, Bill. I think it could be like a little...
Thanks for reminding me.
Okay. I said suave. Suave single guy.
He's Bill debonair.
There you go. You're very debonair. Debonair, Bill. Okay, so look, what I'm trying to say is that I think you could bring it back. Bring back letter writing and do it in a way, because you remember the expression, it's like, I can remember my grandmother saying things, oh, I'm keeping up my correspondence. And that meant she was writing letters to people back in England and family and whatnot.
Sure.
And they would keep up with each other. And I thought that was really neat, because when you write a letter and you're writing, handwriting it, you put so much more effort into it. You think out what you're doing.
Yep.
As opposed to just typing "you are," and then it just irritates me.
When I was very young and my parents were divorced, my mom lived in California and my dad lived here in St. Louis. So when my brother and I would make trips to either place, be it California or Missouri, our friends from either place would always write us letters. And man, that was the coolest thing, to go to the mailbox, not knowing if today would be the day to get a couple of letters from your friends in the mail. And now, yeah, nobody sends letters.
Right. Now you get a little text, a little email, and it's so unemotional. It's just so, ugh. So I think that when someone goes, and this might sound a bit bizarre, but when they go out of their way to not do proper grammar, it just shows how much they feel about you. It shows the level of importance they have to you. If I send somebody a text or an email, I make sure it's grammatically correct. There are times that I will take an email that I've been writing, and I'll copy all the text and throw it into a Word document just to see if there are any grammatical mistakes, and I'll correct them, then put them back into the email and send it off to somebody, because I care that much. If I go out of my way to send something to you, I just want it to be nice.
Sorry, yeah. You guys think I'm OCD? I'm sorry.
I think my email tells me if I'm spelling something
really
correct.
My Gmail, yeah, it does.
Well, that's very, very. No, you know what? I got this, like, that Google Chrome thing that you can get as your web browser. That will actually correct all the spelling mistakes. It's really cool, because if you go to like a website and you're on Google Chrome, it'll actually pick up all the spelling mistakes on somebody else's blog. It's wild, you know, because then you can just, you know, you like to do that. You like to pick at people and make fun of them from a distance.
Sure.
From a great distance, by the way. That's what I'm looking at. Okay, so here's what I'm going to go with here. It is time for my weekend report, and I will try and use proper grammar the entire time. And, you know, because what is the one that people do where they're falling down laughing? What is that one? The L? Laughing and falling? What is that one?
Oh, L-M-F-A-O.
No, that's the laughing my butt off.
Yeah.
Right. Laughing my
R-O-F-L. Rolling on the floor laughing.
Yeah, that's it. It looks like Rolf the
Dog. That's stupid.
Well, whenever I see the one, I think of Rolf the Dog from the Muppets. I see that, and I think of that, and then I'm so distracted. And sometimes it takes longer to figure out what these secret little letter combinations mean than if you would have actually just typed it to the person. You know, they say you shouldn't text and drive. They say you shouldn't be in the car text messaging. I think most of the accidents caused by texting and driving are people trying to figure out these weird, bizarre codes these tweens have invented because they're too lazy to actually spell things out and put it out there, because that would mean actual premeditated thought, which nobody has.
Joe's actually sounding older than me.
No, I'm
you
just
checking up on this?
Just trying to be real, man. Okay, fine. So this weekend, there are a couple options for you if you want to go see a film. There's a movie called Hit and Run. The only person you really care about in this one is Bradley Cooper, although he's dreaded out. You know, he's got the dreadlock things.
Uh-huh.
Where do you stand on that, Tina? Because I know that, you know, being attracted to men, a guy with dreadlocks, what do you...
I kind of like the dreadlock thing.
Really?
I like ponytails and all that.
Well, I associate that with dirtiness, right?
What about rat tails? Do you like rat tails? You know what those are? There used to be a guy that worked in this town that had a rat tail.
Long time
ago. You know what I'm talking about, Dan? The rat tail?
Yes, I know exactly who you're talking about.
If there's any guys...
The voice of Lambert Field.
If there is any guys out there, right, any guys with rat tails, you should just get ponytails. Seriously, get extension and ponytails, and that is just wrong.
Got that, isn't it Dax Shepard or something like that?
Yes.
And then his wife, what's her name?
Why
can't I think of her name?
You say Dax?
Yeah, Dax.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Dax Shepard.
Kristen Bell, is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I love Kristen Bell.
So
there are a couple.
There are a couple in the movie, and basically he's a guy on the run from the bad guys he used to chill out with, and they want money that they think he's trying to get away with taking from the other bad guys. This is a road movie. It's a fun road movie. It's an R-rated comedy road movie. There's a lot of comparisons. People keep saying, oh, if you like Smokey and the Bandit, you'll really like this. I don't like that comparison, because Smokey and the Bandit, that's Burt Reynolds being Burt Reynolds. That's Jerry Reed. That's brilliant. And you've got Sheriff Buford T. Justice in Smokey and the Bandit. I would not compare Hit and Run to Smokey and the Bandit, but I would say it is a very good road movie. I think as good as a movie that nobody remembers, that I absolutely dug. And to this day, I never meet people that know the movie. And it starred Charlie Sheen, and it was called The Chase, where Charlie Sheen was an escaped convict.
Oh, yes. I enjoyed that movie.
Henry Rollins was the cop on his tail.
Yes.
And it's a movie just about him on the road trying to escape the cops. And that's it. There is nothing else happening. And it is a funny, funny film. Before Charlie Sheen you know, went
nuts.
Right.
Yes.
How long ago was that? Was that like before Major League?
No, it was after Major League. I would guess 94-ish is where I'd put it. I think it was before he did that movie with Chris Tucker called Money Talks. It was a good area for Charlie Sheen. He was trying to redeem himself after basically spitting in the face of the fans with a movie called Major League 2.
1994. Nicely done, Joe.
Well, that's
look at that.
Reason why I'm Joe Hipperson. Just saying. So, Hit and Run, okay, R-rated.
Christy Swanson, too, and she was good-looking.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and her hair was kind of big, but not overly hairsprayed.
She's hit the wall, though.
Yeah, I know. It's a shame. You know what? It would be great. Is people make these like paintings, right? Where you've got Marilyn Monroe and you've got Humphrey Bogart and Elvis and Marlon Brando. You see those paintings all the time, right?
Right.
I think somebody should have the guts to do a painting called The Wall. And that painting is all the hot girls that we used to think were so attractive that have now hit the wall. And what would be great is if The Wall, the painting. Now, look. I'm okay as an illustrator. If anybody wants to go in on this with me, just joehipperson@gmail.com. Check out this concept. You have all these women, and they're in like a ballerina room where there's a big mirror that you'll stare at when you're doing the ballerina moves. So you've got all these women that are really, really hot looking in their ultimate heyday, like Ally Sheedy, Breakfast Club, maybe. And then she's looking into the mirror, and the reflection is the way we've got her now, the way that, you know, after all the walls. I mean, Kelly McGillis.
She'd be a great Dickinson.
Oh, yes. Sure. Yeah.
And the ultimate wall hitting of all time has got to be Kelly LeBrock. Kelly LeBrock,
oh, brother.
That is just, it's, you know what?
Weird Science was a very good part of my childhood growing up.
I would never damn anyone. I would never damn anyone. It should never happen. But it is a sin that she hit the wall the way she did, because there was just so much happening. Mm-hmm. And then it just went
big,
bad. And they were real lips. That's the thing.
DSL.
They were. Yes. And they weren't the lips nowadays.
Oh, my God.
Women could go in and they get the lip injections and all that stuff. The puffiness. I mean.
Yeah.
Kim Basinger's been doing the lips.
What's that one girl from, or the woman from the soap opera?
Lisa Rinna?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Brother. She ruined herself.
Yeah.
Is it, who's the girl, hooked up Antonio Banderas,
Melanie Griffith.
Melanie Griffith and Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan and Melanie
Griffith. Meg Ryan's another one.
They should be slapped with dead fish in the face for the lip injections that they keep doing. It's so obvious.
You're going to need a pretty big canvas for this painting you're working on.
I'm telling you, you know what though? Goldie Hawn is in a weird area. I would put Goldie Hawn in the same place I'd put Michelle Pfeiffer. Because there's still an attraction, but it's not so much.
And she's what, mid-60s?
Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer
Michelle Pfeiffer looks good.
Michelle Pfeiffer looks good.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong.
Christy Brinkley still looks amazing.
I believe people like Goldie Hawn have never been hot, but Goldie Hawn, laughing, super cute. Bikini body, painted up, symbols, all that stuff. Super cute.
How old do you think Christy Brinkley is? You think she's 60?
She's 50. I want to say 54, maybe.
Okay, mid-50s.
No, she was in Vacation. You stacked the deck with that one because you did the big Vacation things. So you already know.
No, I don't know how old she is.
Oh, really?
Oh, she's 58.
So there you go. Cow. Close to 60.
Wow.
Yeah.
I still think you stacked the deck. So, thank you. Joseph Gordon Levitt. This guy's career is insane. This guy was a third ride from the sun. Now he's landed. I mean, Inception, Dark Knight Rises. This guy is just, if he doesn't just wake up every day and just thank God or whoever it is he looks up to for just lucking out in a huge way. He's got a new movie out. It is called Premium Rush. You guys seen all this? Premium Rush? The true.
Dawn talked about it and didn't care for it. She gave it a 2.5.
It is not the greatest of films, but it is still a decent movie if you're a fan of Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Kind of like that one kid, Taylor Lautner, okay? The guy from the Twilight movies who always takes his shirt off. He had a flick that kind of came out. It really didn't matter. It didn't change the world. But if you were a fan of his, you could eat it up. It was good stuff. This movie really wants to have the same vibe, in my opinion, as a movie called Crank, but it fails miserably. Crank still... good film, Jason Statham, the British Bruce Willis, good times. The movie, Premium Rush, it is okay. If you like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, you'll really dig it. The Apparition. The Apparition is a very scary movie. It is basically about a couple of people that say, hey, let's get some documentary film cameras and stuff, and let's go do all that paranormal activity stuff.
What's it called?
It is called The Apparition.
Okay.
The Apparition is very creepy because it is a movie that is obviously fiction, right? So you're watching it like it's a real film, but then they do all those cutaways to those kind of Paranormal Activity type of shots. So it's got that creepy factor and the factor of being shot like a real good scary movie. And it might sound weird, but basically they've got to find a paranormal investigator because stuff just hits the fan. Things just get creepy and crazy and scary. So they get a paranormal investigator, a Ghostbuster, basically. And it's played by Tom Felton, who everybody would know as Draco Malfoy from the Harry Potter movies. But he is great in this movie at basically breaking any kind of stereotype you might have of the kid. So when you watch, like, Rise of the Planet of the Apes, like, oh, yeah, it's Draco Malfoy. You can't disassociate. In this movie, you can. It's just scary enough. If you're looking for a good, freaky film, it would definitely be The Apparition. That would be my pick if you were going to actually spend money at a box office at a theater near you. If you want to see a concert, a couple of options tonight. Ocean Rivals over Blueberry Hill. The Quaaludes are playing at the Heavy Anchor. Federation of Horsepower will be on stage at Lemons. And the Murder Burgers will be playing at the Firebird. On Saturday night, at the top of the list of things to do, Henry's Humans over Johnny's Place in Old Town Eureka. That's from 8 to 11 p.m. Also, Murphy's Law. That's right, all you punk rock, just old school guys. Man, look, if you're still buying Dickies and you're in your 40s, then definitely, and you do it for style, Murphy's Law at Foo Bar. I'm not hating, I'm participating, just saying. Memories of Elvis with the legendary Steve Davis at Blueberry Hill Saturday night. The Hoosier Daddies will be over at Fast Eddie's. Ellen the Felon at the Heavy Anchor. The Mumbles are playing the Shanty. Explosive Space Modulator will be on stage at Lemons. A guy I just can't get and never have, never will, Lyle Lovett is at the Peabody Opera House on Saturday night.
Yeah. You know what? I'm sorry. I hate to jump in, but I like Lyle Lovett.
He's very talented.
He is very talented. He is not a very attractive guy. Have you seen him perform
Are you getting bonus Social Security checks under the table when you say stuff
have
like
you,
that?
Have you seen him perform with the large band?
Yes.
Yeah, so you've seen the whole thing.
Yeah, there was a PBS thing, and he had a huge... It was like looking at Elvis playing, you know, back in the 70s.
But that's his bet. Lyle Lovett and his large band. Isn't that what it's called, Tina? I think so, yeah.
Okay.
They're incredible.
All right.
They're great.
You know what, though? That's what bugged me. George Harrison, when interviewed about Elvis, said when he met Elvis, after the Beatles broke up and they were in Las Vegas, he said, look, man, when I see you on stage, I want to see you. I want to see you and maybe just somebody on the bass, drums, and a guitar. When you surround yourself with everybody else, and people say, oh, it's so great, what a great band. Well, fine. But you're seeing Lyle Lovett, so I'd rather see Lyle Lovett stripped down Johnny Cash style in the 90s, where he's just keeping it real and just keeping it to Johnny Cash said the reason he stripped down just the acoustic guitar is because, and this is an honest quote, he said, it got to the nut of the music, to what it really was, the core. And just to keep it at the core, whether or not his voice still was there,
he didn't care. I've seen both. I've seen him perform. In fact, you mentioned PBS. I've seen a PBS special where it's, I don't know, what is that thing? Is it something in Austin where they do the, is it Austin City Limits?
Yeah.
I think
yes.
That's the name of the.
We are really, really, really close.
Yeah. And it was just him and a guitar, and he sounded great. But the band, with the whole band, I just think it sounds terrific.
Sometimes,
their own.
Sometimes when there's a huge, giant band backing up a guy like that, to me, it has more of a karaoke sound because it's overly done. Oh, it just to me sounds a little bit too forced and almost.
But it's not so much. It's the band. It's the guys who are singing backup with him that are the. You know what I'm saying? It's not like it's just the big. You know, all the instruments. It's,
right.
It's like he's got like eight guys, and I think they're all black guys singing. You know, it's very soulful. It's great. I love
it. Okay, well then, if you and I decided to be friends, and I told you, hey, guess what, man? Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant is playing over the Fox. Let's go check it out. And you and I went to go. I don't know if Tina would back me up on this, but if I see Robert Plant singing, and he's got about four or five girls behind him in order to accentuate the notes that he can't hit anymore, I'd rather hear him on his own solo and stripped down, barely making the notes, than have him have a bunch of girls do the things that he can't do anymore. Tina, help me out. What, do you totally disagree?
Oh, boy.
I see your point. I see both of your points.
Wait, okay, fine.
Point, counterpoint. You got that thing? That point, counterpoint thing? This would be a great time. I would have thrown this in right about now.
Well, it's cool. Nice.
And now, it's time for Point, Counterpoint.
In summary, we'd like to say that Bill Cleveland is absolutely wrong. And Joe Hipperson is 100% right. Hey, you know what, Bill? Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
I never said I love it at any beauty. I just said he's
don't
a good
be a
singer.
Wise. Come on, man. I'm saying beauty's in the eye of the beholder, man. I behold it. I feel it that way. But here's why, to me, music is the most important art form we have going for us right now because anybody can take anything from a song, anyone can appreciate it on any level. Why are you looking at everybody else like you want me just to shut up and leave? That's fine. I get it. That's fine. I try so hard. I really do. Hey, anybody a big fan of New York City? Anybody like New York City?
I've never been.
I've never been either.
If you have never been to New York City, there's something called Notes from New York. It is happening this weekend, happening Friday. Tonight and tomorrow, Saturday, it's called Notes from New York. It is basically a guy named Seth Ward Pyatt. Seth Ward Pyatt, what he does is he puts on like a one-man show at the Kranzberg Art Center, which is on North Grand Boulevard. Tickets are $15 to $25. This guy does this all across the country, and he basically is a storyteller, and you watch him as he tells you what it's like to walk on the streets of New York City. And he does impersonations of all the people you'd run into. He does little musings, little things he might hear, songs, everything. But the guy is kind of like an impressionist, but it's more not an exact impressionist. It is a fun journey and an amazing storyteller. So it's called Notes from New York, Kranzberg Arts Center. That is tonight and tomorrow. $15 to $25 gets you in. You can go to brownpapertickets.com for more info. And last but not least, I'll make it real quick. I know, Bill. I wasted way too much time talking and debating with you, which is never going to work, never going to win.
It's interesting.
Well, you know, one day we should just do a point-counterpoint. Sure, just take
I
each
think
other
so
down.
Too.
Either that, we should just fight each other for real. You know, just like fists, man. Just nail each other. That's right. I want to just nail each other. Okay, so we've got something this weekend called the Festival of Nations. It's been happening since the year 2000. Goes down at Tower Grove Park at Magnolia and Tower Grove Avenue. The festival basically is a whole lot of different countries. 40 nations all doing a huge outdoor celebration, each nation symbolizing something about their culture that's different than ours. With the Olympics just going down and everything, maybe people were a bit more, I don't know, culturally aware of differences. So this year there is going to be the return of Kobu. Now, Kobu is an all-female performance troupe that blend tap dance and traditional Japanese taiko drumming with all these different, you know, women that are Japanese. So if you like Japanese chicks, it's awesome because they're going to be dancing and doing a lot of cool stuff. Over four different stages are going down at all times. This is like the Warped Tour of Nations, man. It's just good stuff. A lot of cultural awareness. It could be said that it's family fun for everyone because your kids might have a good time. A lot of different eats and treats from all around the globe. And to walk through here, I mean, it's basically absolutely free just to enjoy what is known as the Festival of Nations going down Saturday, going down on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 on Saturday, on Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Festivalofnations.org for more info. That does it for me. I'm Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS Hip on Entertainment.
All right.
Take care, guys.
Yeah, Joe. Yeah. You want a Lyle Lovett CD for your car for the ride home? You want to borrow that? Okay.
There's a million things I can sell you right now. I'm going to be graceful and walk out.
Okay, thank you. That's Joe Hipperson, everybody. Brought to you by Oric. Oric.com, the website. 7 locations around the St. Louis area. And Oric presents Mr. Hipperson. Mr. Hipperson with no taste for music I'm kidding. Every Tuesday and Friday here on the Big 550 KTRS. Sad day if you are a fan of Sesame Street. Today the Count died. The man that Jerry Jerry Nelson, right?
One.
Did the voice of the Count. He was 78 years old. I don't know if he had, was still doing the voice. I think he had retired a little while ago. But yeah, that was fun. He was always one of my favorite characters.
Sure.
On Sesame Street. He grew up in Washington, D.C. Also performed, I don't remember the Fraggle Rock that much. I watched it a few times.
I love that show.
Yeah, he played Gobo Fraggle. Does that sound familiar? You know that? Okay, so he was the voice. He was Sergeant Floyd Pepper of the Electric Mayhem Band. That's the guy that was, I think he had red hair or something. He played the guitar in their band. He was also, let's see here, Dr. Julius Strange Pork, one of the Muppets. They were always in those, you know, those Miss Piggy deals where they're up in space and stuff. You know what I'm talking about? You have no idea.
Vaguely.
Okay,
yeah.
Fine. And
Pigs in Space.
Thank you, Dan. And they also was Kermit the Frog's nephew, Robin. He did the voices for all of those. So 78 years old, Jerry Nelson, voice of the Count. That was his big one. He's passed away. All right, we're going to break. We will come back, and a couple of things to kick around here. And coming up next hour, we will do not so much a trivia. We did this a few weeks ago. Actually, it's been probably a couple of months now. Played a game called Poser. And I actually had a few people email me last time we did this and want to know where they could buy it. We got it at Barnes & Noble, so I don't know if it's still available or not. But kind of a fun game, so we will play that. In the 5 o'clock hour, give you a chance to win some goodies, and we'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
time for a look at the roads, and Tim Weiland has your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. How's it going, Tim?
Oh, Tita, not too bad on westbound 64. I'll tell you the downtown in just a minute, but right now you're running great from Kings Highway out to about Ballas, and then it's slow from 270 at that point out towards Basin. That accident that was southbound 55 between Peabody and Herculaneum McNutt, that's off on the right shoulder, but traffic is backed up a little south of Highway M. Really not that bad either, since you've got Highway 4064 shut down a bit west of the Poplar Street Bridge through about Market Street, and folks are trying to come in on westbound 5570, slowing from 4th Street to the Poplar. You do have to get off either at 5544 or Highway 70 Memorial. And then it looks like southbound 270 is just a little slow from what I can see over the treetops here. It looks like it's heavy right around Ladue, and then it's stop and go in some pockets from 4064 down through Doherty Ferry. This traffic report is brought to you by, we are brought to you by Centrum. All multivitamins claim to be complete, but only Centrum provides key essential nutrients and more with quality ingredients backed by 30 years of science, so you know you're at your best. Centrum, always your most complete. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou. Homecoming. And you.
Talk about the perfect game.
You and a friend could be there from the Big 550. To enter, all you have to do is become a fan of our Big 550 KTRS Facebook page.
And if you're already a Big 550 fan on our Facebook page,
you're automatically entered to win two tickets to see the Tigers take on the Kentucky Wildcats in Mizzou's 101st homecoming game on October 27th.
For more, go to KTRS.com.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems, such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-966-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-966-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-966-2858. That's 1-800-966-2858.
If you're in the market for granite countertops, then you need to listen closely to this message. Granite Busters, St. Louis's number one local name in granite, is making it very easy to say yes. For a limited time, whenever you buy a minimum of 45 square feet of granite countertops, Granite Busters will give you a vanity top absolutely free. That's up to a $750 granite vanity top for free. Here's how it works. Choose the perfect granite slab for your kitchen. Over 120 colors and styles are on display in Granite Busters' huge 20,000 square foot double warehouse. And the price has started just $29.99 per square foot installed. I'm talking about high quality, expert cut, 3 centimeter thick granite, not the cheap stuff. And then choose the free vanity top. It's that easy. Call Granite Busters right now at 636-282-3900 or stop in at 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold. Upgrade your kitchen, bathroom, bar, or outdoor patio for less with the most trusted name in the industry, Granite Busters.
One day, as another workday comes to a close.
Hey, honey.
Oh, man, what a day. I feel like I've worked 12 hours, and I really don't feel like going home to cook.
So let's do dinner at DeLeo's in Florissant.
DeLeo's for dinner, huh? One problem.
There's a problem?
Yeah, there's a problem.
With DeLeo's?
No, all the lunches we've done at DeLeo's were fabulous, especially the Big Rabboni.
A great sandwich. I can taste why it was declared the best of the best in the U.S. on the Food Network, which also rated DeLeo's as one of the top 5 delis in America. So what's the problem? problem?
I was already at DeLeo's today for lunch.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli is open Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. till 9 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m., and Sunday from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m.
So now we can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli has an outdoor patio, a free private party room, and Wi-Fi. There are also three art galleries featuring local artists.
Food for the body and food for thought.
DeLeo's Cafe and Deli, just south of Newhall's Ferry on North Lindbergh and Florissant. For more, go to DeLeo'sDeli.com.
Tonight, I'm making it DeLeo's.
Reduce energy costs with an Emerson ceiling fan from Metro Lighting. Emerson sets the standard for ceiling fan quality, reliability, and performance. And today, fan designs combine form and function with styles to fit any personality while getting the most out of your heating and cooling dollars. Visit any Metro Lighting to browse their large selection of St. Louis-based Emerson ceiling fans starting at just $89. Because today, it's about more than just moving air. It's about moving air in style. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you.
Problem. You're sneezing, wheezing. It's dusty. Yuck. Think you can have a clean, healthy home with a portable air purifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air Cleaner, you'll capture teensy tiny particles in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's clean, it's healthy. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Chesterfield Service, serving West St. Louis County and St. Charles County, or visit ChesterfieldService.com.
This Lyle, love it.
She kept her motor clean. She was the best damn woman that I ever seen. She had the sightless eyes telling me no lies, knocking me out with them American thighs, taking more than her share.
You ever heard Casey right Dixie before?
She told me to come, but I was already there. Yeah, the walls was shaking, the earth was quaking, my mind was aching. We was making it to you.
About 5 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS. I mentioned earlier this hour that I used Skype for the first time yesterday, talking to a friend of mine in Texas. And now, those of you who have used this before and been using it for a while, how long? Skype?
No, I want to say
five, six, seven years.
Northern.
So the first time, and I guess I didn't really have.
I've never used it. So.
And I think now that the internet is so fast, I think that makes a big difference. Mm-hmm. I think I may have tried to use a long time ago when it first came out, and you know, it was, you know, the choppy video and delay.
Dan's used it on our trips before when we're out of the country to talk to.
It was unbelievable.
My daughter,
I was so stunned. I mean, completely flawless. You know, the no dropout, no real delay to speak of. Maybe a little bit, but nothing noticeable. Picture quality, unbelievable. Man, if you've never tried it, and I think you can get it now on your phone too, so you can Skype with people. Yeah. Is that what you do? You use it on your phone or your laptop?
No, laptop. I use it on my laptop when we went on our trips and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but I think they have it on the phone, too. So if you, you know, I guess depending on your phone connection or your signal strength, you can do that, too. So if you've never tried Skype, man, try it. It's pretty neat. Rock Center last night. It pains me to compliment NBC News because I'm just not really a big fan. But last night they did a special on the Mormon Church. I don't know that I really have. I may have a couple of friends that from high school that were Mormons. I don't know a whole heck of a lot of, but last night they did an entire hour on the Mormon Church, and it was very, very interesting. And you know, we don't really get into the religious stuff here, but if you get a chance, I'm sure they have it online. Watch it, because it was very, very interesting. There were a lot of misconceptions, and just they did a very good job at sort of presenting what that particular faith is all about. And,
remember how popular the Mormon Tabernacle Choir was at
absolutely.
Christmas time?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, they actually mentioned them in that special as one of just the few things that people, you know, may recognize or know about the Mormon Church. But it was very interesting. I was Very impressed by it, so check it out if you get a chance. All right, tomorrow night we do trivia night here on the Big 550 KTRS, 9 to midnight. Hope you'll join us. It's a lot of fun. It's a good show to tune into if you're out and about, heading home, or headed out on a Saturday night. I always do a trivia night spotlight each week. This is actually, I hate to tell you, it's a rerun, one that we did earlier. But
what?
I know,
what?
I'm crazy. But this is about the Love Boat. Were you fans of the Love Boat? Did you like the Love
Yes,
Boat?
Yes, I did. I always wanted to be Julie McCoy.
Soon we'll be making another run.
I don't know that I was a huge fan of the show, but the theme song. I loved the theme song. Still love the theme song.
And so. Wasn't Charo on it every single week?
No,
Charo?
Often.
Yeah.
She was.
All right, so here's the trivia night spotlight, and we'll have a brand new one tomorrow night on the show. And the topic will be John Candy. So that'll be a good one to check out. All right, here you go. Roll it, Peon. Saturday nights from 1977 to 1986, TV viewers across America set sail on ABC's popular TV program, The Love Boat. Originally a made-for-TV movie, which itself was originally a non-fiction book called The Love Boats by a real-life cruise director. Produced by Aaron Spelling, the show was generally set aboard a cruise ship known as the Pacific Princess. For the first part of its run, the show was incredibly popular, scoring in the top-rated shows of its time. But after about the seventh season, ratings started to drop, and by 1986, ABC had pulled the plug. The show often featured special guests and many familiar stars. The list included actors like Kathy Bates, Courtney Cox, Don Adams, Kirstie Alley, Lonnie Anderson, Frankie Avalon, Billy Crystal, Donny Osmond, even The Temptations made guest appearances. Another unique aspect of The Love Boat was its writing format. Each episode contained several simultaneous storylines, each one written by a different set of writers. Each set of writers worked on one group of guest stars and their story of the week. As a result, this also led to notorious continuity errors. It was also one of the few hour-long series not filmed in front of an audience that used a laugh track. Jack Jones sang the famous theme song, with the original being about a minute and a half, something that would never work on television today.
Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you. And love, life's sweetest reward. Let it flow. It floats back to you.
On the final season of the show, Dionne Warwick sang a cover version of the song.
Love, love exciting and new. Come aboard. We're expecting you in love.
And to the dismay of longtime fans, the 600-passenger Pacific Princess cruise ship was sent to the scrapyards, according to news reports in the spring of 2012. You're welcome. You'll have that song in your head all weekend long.
Yeah, no kidding.
The Love Boats. All right. Yeah, that's. Do they still? I'm sure they still run that somewhere, don't you think?
Well, I haven't seen it.
I haven't seen it either.
I haven't seen it in a while, but I'm sure they run it somewhere.
I'm sure you could still find it.
But you can see Isaac on Facebook.
I saw that this week, yeah.
Because of the hurricane.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he's on the...
They're using his face as the chart where the hurricane's
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Coming up next hour, we'll do a little trivia here, a little poser game. We'll give you folks a chance to call in, and you know, you can guess what our answer is. I'll re-explain the rules coming up next hour, but give you a chance to win. What do we have to you? We got some Stefaninas
gift certificates to give away. Mm-hmm. We have two left.
All right, so we'll make you a winner coming up next hour. All right, we're going to break. We'll come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oaklanding Airborne traffic, it's Tim Weiland. How's it going, Tim?
Now we have bumper-to-bumper traffic out here in the O'Fallon area. It starts at Cave Springs, heads all the way out to almost Highway K before it opens up. Westbound 64, that was slow from Ballast to Mason and then from Long Road to the Boom Bridge. It was doing the crawl. Southbound 270, that was hitting the brakes right at Ladue down through Doherty Ferry. You do have another slow pocket that's between Grabroy and Tesson Ferry. That accident, they were still working on the right shoulder on southbound 55, midway between Peabody and Herculaneum McNutt, and that had traffic backed up just a little bit south of Highway M. Also, it looked like northbound 170 was a little bit heavy from Forest Park Parkway up through Del Mar. This traffic report brought to you by Office Depot. Office Depot has incredible back-to-school specials, plus the latest technology and the coolest supplies. Office Depot, they save you time. Depot time. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, Tim Weiland, another Big 550 KTRS.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-600-2066. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-600-2066. That's 1-800-600-2066.
Hi, this is Mike Matheny, and I know a good thing when I see it. That's why I get my cars from St. Paul GM Country. I can find the car or truck that I want, whether it's a Cadillac, Chevy, Buick, or GMC. The deals are great, and the service is even better. That's a winning combination.
We've been taking care of Mike and most of the team for many years. We'll take care of you, too, with the best deals and over-the-top service after the sale. At St. Paul GM Country, everyone leaves happy.
I always do.
St. Paul.com, just minutes from South County. GM
Country. Missouri Tiger football kicks off September 1st. Don't miss the First Community Credit Union halftime show on the Big 550 KTRS.
Go to firstcommunity.com for all your savings and loans.
Let's dance, St. Louis. Palabolas is coming. Season tickets are on sale for all shows, including the ever-popular Palabolas. Click dancestlouis.org.
In the news yesterday, the billionaire Ty Warner gave a woman $20,000 for helping him out with directions. I read that and I thought, you know, every time somebody asks me for directions, which isn't a lot,
never know.
I will be as helpful as I possibly can. He's the guy that started and owns he's the founder of the Beanie Baby company. Do you remember how huge the Beanie Baby craze was?
Yep.
And these people had to. Yeah, well, your daughter was probably, that's about the right time, right? Did she have a lot of those?
My daughter has millions of them, it seems like.
Millions. That's still a lot. That's a lot. Did you? And now they're probably worth nothing.
I think they're all worthless. But they made you think like, oh my God, these are collectibles.
Oh yeah, hang on to them, and you'll make big money. You'll be able to retire on the money you make from saving those Beanie Babies. What's the other one? Precious Moments. My mom used to collect those stupid things. And sorry, I know a lot of women probably collect them, but they're dumb, stupid thing. And they got sweet little inscriptions on them and. I wonder if those are worth anything. Yeah, I mean, really worth anything.
No idea.
I can't imagine. You collect anything?
I don't collect anything.
Shot glasses or anything? Nothing?
Nothing.
Yeah, I know Ian doesn't collect anything.
No.
This is the guy that doesn't even do his laundry. He just takes...
I do it.
Takes clothes out of the... off the floor.
Well, if they've only been worn once, why not?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, can't argue with that. So... Next time somebody asks you for directions, folks, make sure you give them good directions. And I believe this woman was trying to raise some money as well. She had suffered from kidney failure and had a couple other issues.
Yeah, she needed like $20,000.
She needed a stem cell procedure. And the guy, I think initially he gave her just a small donation.
$50.
Yeah, $50. And then when she said she was trying to raise money, he wrote her a check and
he said, you don't have to worry anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have to collect.
Mission accomplished there. So good for him. I like to hear that. I'll mention this real quick. There's a gas station in town, and they don't advertise, so I'm not going to say who they are. But they give drinks away when the Cardinals score so many runs. You know what I'm talking about.
Sure.
And I went in there today. Let me tell you something. I'm so sick of these the parents that don't watch their kid. There was a kid... Two kids, and they were filling up drinks and making a mess all over the place. One of those, like, slushy machines.
Oh, yeah.
And, I mean, there was just crap everywhere, and the floors were sticky, and it was just disgusting. And I feel so bad for those people that work there and have to do this every time they, score the right amount of runs. But the mom and dad could not care less that their kids were, screwing up and making making these poor workers' lives miserable. I don't know. It just bothers me. Can you tell it bothers me? Just a little bit.
Yeah.
A little perturbed. A little ticked off. watch your stinking kids if you're going to take them in to get a beverage at the gas station. All right, coming up after 5 o'clock,
get off my lawn.
Yeah, we'll take your calls and we'll play our poser game. The participants are filling out the questionnaires as we speak. We'll have that for you coming up. It is 5 o'clock. This is the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson.
We're going to be here.